Yes, those are wedding bells, and they are ringing for the royal nuptials of the year, Prince Harry's marriage to his American actress, fiancée Meghan Markle. Yes, I know, royal weddings are not our normal fare here at RN Breakfast. This one, though, has hit a bit of a scandal because it's still not clear whether Meghan Markle's father will walk her down the aisle on Saturday night, Australian time, at Windsor Castle. This was after reports Thomas Markle staged pictures of himself for the paparazzi. Well, the ABC's London Bureau Chief, Lisa Miller, has been following the ups and downs of the saga and all the wedding planning. She's unashamedly excited about it, if her tweets are anything to go by. I spoke with her a little earlier.
Hello, Hamish, and I am looking forward to it, and I'm not going to apologise for that.
I think it's fair to say there are many Australians that are still pretty sceptical about this event and whether we should even bother paying attention to something like a royal wedding. Why do you think we should?
Look, there was a poll that came out earlier this week here that suggested two-thirds of Britons didn't really care about this wedding either. Now, how much you put into the opinion polls? Well, we always have those kinds of discussions about the politicians. Now we can have it about royalty. There's certainly a dispute over just how much people care. But when you're talking about this collision of the fabulous heritage and history of royalty with this celebrity overtones, I think why we should care is Harry and William are put forward as the generation that is going to make people want to see Australia stay with the head of state in England. And at the moment, this wedding and the preparations are certainly making people wonder whether that is what we want. I mean, this is actually still a bit about our future as well.
I do want to ask you about how well those worlds seem to be fitting together right now, but some of the practicalities, we're being told at the moment that Meghan Markle will not be walked down the aisle by her father. It will be her mother, Doria Ragland, with whom she's very close. Interestingly, though, this is not a first for a royal wedding.
No. Well, Queen Victoria walked two of her daughters, I understand, down the aisle after her husband Alfred had died. She wore black, but there were diamonds, I'm told, so it did have a bit of razzle-dazzle. But we're still not even at that point with this wedding, Hamish, because we've now heard again that Thomas Markle has given another interview to TMZ, which a lot of people might not be familiar with TMZ, but this is the website, this is the celebrity Hollywood gossipy website, and now we're seeing again that Thomas Markle is continuing to speak to them. So what's happened in the last 24 hours that he has spoken to them again and said he's changed his mind. He would now like to go to the wedding because his daughter, Meghan, tried to call him and then texted him, said she loved him, he was still welcome, and that she was worried about him. Well, you know, we can joke about whether this is starting to veer into Kardashian territory, but really, the Queen and Prince Philip must be sitting there in Buckingham Palace wondering what on earth is going on.
One does wonder. Now, Meghan Markle is American. She's biracial. She's an actress. How much has her influence changed the tone of this wedding in Britain? How people interpreting it, receiving it, you know, there is a suggestion that Harry and Meghan are more relatable than other royals.
Well, they're certainly relatable with all this family drama going on. I'm sure we've all had a taste of it at times.
The royals have had it as well.
Oh, they have. But look, there's been over the last few days, Hamish, this few stories that people have been doing, the Washington Post, the BBC, they've been going to predominantly black British areas, Brixton, talking to people and saying, look at this, look what Meghan Markle has brought. She's brought excitement about the royal family. I'm not entirely sure I buy that because they still see her as a rather exotic creature who, you know, made it in Hollywood, who was a celebrity, who seems to have, by all accounts, and who knows what we can believe with this at this stage, seems to have left her family out of this new life that she is setting for herself. Not everyone in this bureau is interested. There are people who would rather not be reporting on it. I'm sure you and I will probably get some people who are not very happy that we are even talking about it on Radio National. But I think it's worth a lot of money, this wedding, to either the economy in Britain and also how much is being spent. And 2 billion people are likely to be watching it. So how can you ignore an event like that?
I watching your tweets and social media posts, I mean, you do embrace this whole thing in a pretty significant way. You've stuck a picture of Harry and Meghan on your front door. You've got a keep calm and carry on sign, which is probably useful at any time. But I wonder if you could offer us a reflection on the way Britain is experiencing this moment in time. There's been a very long run of very bad news, most of which you've covered. There is this sort of turmoil around Brexit. There's been all of the terrorist attacks in the UK and Europe of recent years. There's not a lot of good news around. So are Brits embracing this in part in contrast to that?
Hamish, you've hit it on the head, basically. 2017, not only for the London Bureau, clearly, of the ABC, but for this country in particular, was very difficult. March the 22nd, Westminster Bridge attack. There were the Manchester attack, May the 22nd. There was the London Bridge attack in early June. The hung election, which was incredibly stressful. The Grenfell Tower building fire, June the 14th. All of these things happened in close proximity to each other. And quite frankly, if I can have the opportunity to report on something that's a little bit fun, a little bit celebrity, well, after 30 years in journalism, I'm going to take that opportunity and make no apologies for it.
Lisa, I don't think many people would hold that against you. Thank you very much for your time. We will leave you to your wedding preparations.
Ta-ta.
That's the ABC's London Bureau Chief, Lisa Miller there. A bit of breaking news, in fact, on that very royal wedding. TMZ, again, reporting Thomas Markle, Meghan's father, won't be walking Meghan down the aisle after all. He's undergoing heart surgery in the US today, so no travel to England for him.